We'll have the Birdhouse with Corby coming your way in about 15 minutes or so. Still time. You can send them in. Find them on Twitter /X at Corby Davidson.
Birdhouse Day.
Yeah.
But speaking of the snake.
Yeah.
That was him. He's sitting with us right here from the Hardline. It's Corby Davidson.
Whoa.
Hello, boys. Hello, hello, hello.
I felt the snake was in rare form last night. To where it was a little chill at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then once we got out and went about town.
What up, bitch?
Well, the conversation starts to pick up.
It was typical.
Does it ever.
Typical snake.
Jeez.
I don't know if there was a night of more hypotheticals than we ever had last night. It's remarkable.
Well, we know what I'll do for $12 million.
The twists and the turns that the conversations will take. But Corby's here because we had one particular. I don't know how we got on this. It had to have been Malcolm Jamal Warner related. Because we started talking about TV stars and whatever. And for some reason it got on. How the hell did we get on Gary Coleman and Webster?
I think he brought it up. I think Matt brought it up, but I don't know. But you're right. It had to have started with Malcolm Jamal Warner dying a couple days ago. But I don't know why that would lead us into that. But it did. So here's the long and short of it. Matt starts talking about Webster, the
Emmanuel
TV show,
Lewis.
Right?
Webster.
Well, first he didn't know Gary Coleman was dead.
Yeah,
yeah, I forgot.
We had to comfort him.
No, that's what it was. Yeah, it was something because he died falling down the stairs.
Yes,
and that's where the conversation came from. Somebody had died falling down the stairs. Like, wait, what?
Yep, it was Gary Coleman, and it's been a while since he's been dead.
And Matt said he's so low to the ground.
That's where it came
how
from.
How does falling down the stairs hurt anyone?
No, somebody else died like falling down the stairs, and then somebody said, like, Gary Coleman. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, Gary Coleman died?
Yeah.
And then
that's where it came from, all the whole conversation.
Then that morphed, of course, into Webster. Emmanuel Lewis Webster talk.
Because they were both actors.
that's why, because they're both actors.
Okay, so, and I don't know if this is the first sentence that was uttered concerning this or not, but Matt said that the guy who played Webster, Emmanuel Lewis, yeah.
He thought he's like 70.
Was it?
No,
like,
I didn't.
Yes, you did. He
said I did not say 70. Oh, now.
Yeah, 70
yeah, yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
thought he was
yeah, yeah.
70 years old now.
You did. Right. Yeah, you did.
And we were like, no, there's no way he was 70 now. He's 70 years old now.
Yeah, because I was
you
saying.
Said, yeah, because yeah. He was like 18 when he played Webster. He thought he was a grown man.
He thought he was 30.
Yeah, I did. I did say 30.
He said 30. He thought the guy, Emmanuel Lewis, was a 30-year-old man.
Playing like a 7-year-old on TV.
Playing a child. And he goes, I mean, that guy's a pretty good actor to be able to pull that off. I'm like, pull what off? It's a kid.
Yeah, but he was. So he looked like a child, kind of.
He was a child.
That's the whole point. You thought he was a full-grown right. man at that yes. particular point.
Correct.
So, yes. So Matt thought that he would look at his dad, Alex Karras, and be like, I would love to have a peanut butter sandwich.
And they're like, they go, cut. And he just pulls out a cigarette.
Yeah.
And
goes, oh, God, Alex.
That was an S take, man. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Unbelievable. I mean.
So you thought that a 30-year-old man looked like that, first off. He looked like a tiny child.
Yeah, because he's small.
Because he's a child.
I thought he was.
No, he is. But you can still probably kind of tell the difference from a child dwarf than
okay.
an adult.
Well, again, I was also a child at the time, so I just assumed it was an older person.
Well, okay, so did you think every kid that acted was like.
No, you could tell.
Because you thought Gary Coleman was a grown man.
I did,
playing
yes,
a child
correct.
When
all
he was
these
on
years,
strokes.
All these years you thought this.
I thought they were like 18 or 20.
Well, you said 30 last
okay,
night.
Okay, well.
But was, Gary Coleman, I mean, when he first got on Different Strokes, he looked like a baby. He yeah. was but because he was really young. Now, was he older than the age that he was playing?
Yes.
Of course.
But he wasn't.
There you go.
No,
but no,
wasn't
just
30.
By a couple of years. It's like the Ralph Macchio thing playing in Karate Kid. You know, he was in his upper 20s when he was playing a 16-year-old,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Emmanuel Lewis was 12. I think Sean looked up when he was playing a 7-year-old.
Playing a 7-year-old. Okay, you can understand that.
Yeah, and Gary Coleman, the same thing. I think he was like 4 years older than the actual character he was playing.
But not 30.
Yeah, he wasn't like...
A grown man.
He didn't... He wasn't collecting like... wasn't getting deducted Social Security and... I mean, like...
I mean, okay, so if Emmanuel Lewis was that age when Webster started, how long was Webster on the air?
I don't know. 5 or 6 years, maybe?
Right, so then at the 6 seasons.
Okay.
So he was 18 at the end, so I'm correct.
That's not 30.
Close enough.
Because you thought he was 30 at the very beginning of
yes.
it.
Yes, and he was 40 by the end of it, and now he's 80. And we looked it up, and he was 54, and you were like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, look at him now. He looks like how he did on the show. He does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
He was way smaller than that, even on the show.
How tall is he there now? Is he like
6'3"?
He's
4'3". He's 4'3".
You think he went through a spurt to where he's
6'3"?
Like he yeah. He's a Duncan now.
Jeez, man.
You guys are ridiculous. I didn't realize he was. I thought maybe he was a little bit older than 54. He's basically my
okay,
age.
So you were saying the same thing.
I didn't think he was 18 or 30 years old when he was doing the role. I knew he was a kid.
The thing is, I can understand you believing that when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's
but
what I'm saying.
You've taken this with you.
But I haven't looked. I mean, when did I 50? Look up Emmanuel Lewis ever?
I don't know, but I mean, at some point you think your brain would be like, wait a minute. At some juncture, you would have realized that you were way off base.
I wasn't really thinking about it. You can't really tell.
So did you think, as a kid, did you think whenever he did, like when he was acting and he was like, I love you and all that, you little squeezy doll.
Mr. Papadopoulos.
That immediately when they went to break or whatever... Then he was like,
yeah, yeah, boy, look at the cans on that hose out over there.
Like, what?
Maybe,
did you think
I
that?
Don't know. I didn't really put a lot of thought into that one.
Anybody looking at row 3 up there? Good Lord.
Okay, all right. Well, one of the guys that played in the Lollipop Guild in Wizard of Oz was 40. So
No. We determined that all of they weren't supposed to be children, though. They were growing. They had deep voices. Oompa Loompa.
That's not
they were adults.
Those are that's Charlie Factory.
Oh yeah. Charlie Factory.
You know what I mean?
Just because there's another...
God, what a stoner conversation.
Yeah, I'm talking Wizard of Oz. He's singing Oompa Loompa.
God, you guys are high. What
wait,
is going on?
I want to go back to that's Charlie Factory.
You guys are ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
All right, wait.
Oh, I forgot chocolate.
So
that's all right. Close.
So yes, the Munchkins in the Wizard of Oz,
right.
as they were
the
called,
the Munchkins.
Right?
Yes, they were called the Munchkins.
Yeah,
some of them were children,
but some were 40-year-old.
Yeah, some were adults, and they were small people. But so, just because you have that, doesn't mean that every single one of them is going to be the exact same thing.
Well, I was a big Wizard of Oz fan, so it probably skewed my ability to.
But did you look that up when you were a kid or something? Like, why would you even be talking about that?
I don't know. How could I have looked it up? They didn't have the internet.
The encyclopedias or something like that? I don't know.
Or it told us that Harry Dahl was nearly 40?
Yeah. Yes.
When he was playing in the Lollipop Guild?
God, and yeah, like every single cut, they... Webster's, you know, I like peach cobbler.
Is that a specific line?
They're like,
the
cut.
Show?
They're like, cut, cut. He's like, God, can I have a pillow for my balls? They're just hurting right now.
He grabs the bottle of Jack Daniels off the car, just goes straight to
God,
the head.
Man.
I like peach cobbler.
I'm going to need everyone here to just remember their lines. I don't have time for this ass, okay? Come on.
Oh, my God.
You know who I am? I'm Emmanuel Lewis.
That's not even his voice.
That's but you what, thought
if he
it was
a 30-year-old man. It
you
would
thought
be,
it was.
Why would his voice be different? He talks the same now as he did in the TV show.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm so sick of Reaganomics. I can't have anything anymore. I need to live in a state where there's no state taxes. This trickle down crap is killing the 401k right now.
He's worried about his finances and then action. I need to go to my room.
What does TT mean?
Oh,
why
man.
Am I feeling so funny?
Cut. Oh, man, this itch is so bad. Right. Gout. What is gout? I don't even know.
It's 11:27.
Mr. Papadopoulos.
That's the OSS. We hop aboard every single day for other sports ass, including man. Emmanuel Lewis. And
idiot. You're an idiot.
That was ridiculous.